Bruce Merrill has lived in Alaska most of his life, and since retiring from a career spent at the Anchorage Public Library, has gone on several tax assistance trips across the state with ABDC.
I've been to quite a few communities, go out typically on two trips during each winter, and I've been from Heidelberg in southeast Alaska up north through the Brooks Range to Allakaket and Anaktuvik Pass, been Quinnahock, Tuntutuliak, Eek, Nightmute, Good News Bay, and this year I get to come to Nome and Savunga and Gamble.
On Wednesday, two volunteers were set up at folding tables in the Savunga IRA building on St. Lawrence Island. At one point, they moved to a side room to make space for the day's elder lunch, but they gradually worked their way through a steady stream of residents eager for free help on their taxes. Merrill says he wants to help bridge taxation policies with the realities of life for many in rural Alaska.
Well, taxes in the villages can be interesting. It's not the same as in town for obvious reasons. We try to serve the people who do have wage income because often their income is low enough that they are entitled to a refund. And that's a big part of our program is getting people the refunds that they are due. So what's different in the villages, too, is a lot of the activity, of course, is subsistence related.
The walrus, whale, seal, bird, and halibut harvests, among others, are strong in Savunga and account for a lot of the food people put away and rely on for the year. Walrus ivory is also an essential resource for bridging the subsistence and cash economies, with raw tusks and carvings bringing in capital to the island. But then, is a walrus counted as taxable income? Alicia Bereni, the other volunteer on the trip, says nope.
Subsistence isn't counted. So if you're just fishing and you're just feeding your family, that quote-unquote income of food coming back to your family, but then also those expenses that you might incur from subsistence, subsistence isn't going to be counted as income. So you're not really going to see, that's not going to be accounted in your tax return.
Bereni qualifies she isn't 100% sure about the specifics of taxing expenses connected with subsistence, bullets or gasoline, for example, but it's hard to imagine there are many people with more expertise on how the tax code gets grafted onto subsistence practices. The nearest tax preparer is a plane ride away in Nome. Bereni says she had more homework prepping for this trip than any of her classes at NYU Law School, but that there were still pieces of personal finance in Savunga she found difficult to fit into tax forms.
An average person who had a 9-to-5 desk job, they might have one W-2 and maybe they have a little investment. But out here, people, you know, there's a huge problem with unemployment, and a lot of people will have one-off contracting jobs that they can get. They might do day labor or be a part-time janitor. So they're going to have a lot more documents. Usually it's more challenging when you have more paperwork.
Family life is also different in many small communities than the standard taxable unit anticipated by the Internal Revenue Service. The tax code has traditionally been structured around one or two earners in a home with a few dependents. Merrill says many of the people living in multi-generational homes in places like Savunga aren't provided with clear guidance on how to account for their dependents.
The makeup of families is often non-traditional from a tax viewpoint. It's not always a mom and dad and two kids. Very often it's an extended family that includes adopted kids or relatives or kids from outside the family. And so we try to work with the people who come to us as carefully as we can to figure out who is a dependent.
ABDC is financed through a patchwork of grants and donations, some of it coming from the state and IRS. Part of its mission is securing money from tax returns that might otherwise be left on the table and making sure it stays in state. Last year, the group helped just under 8,000 Alaska residents receive about $5.8 million in returns. This year, they have volunteers traveling to every community in the Bering Straits region, including, for the first time, Diomede. In Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.